Wayne Rooney, when he came off the field at Cape Town on Friday night to a chorus of boos, said very nastily to the cameras, "Nice to see your own fans booing you." And the lesson that losers are booed is not an easy one for him to learn, to adjust to. Just a week ago he was being talked about as one of the greatest footballers in the world, but yesterday he was seen as a failure. In the gospel we have just listened to, Jesus spells out a strange truth, that being a failure like him is not a bad thing, if you know how to handle it. You may fail very badly in the game of life, but if you keep faith in God, you will find new life, as Jesus himself did. Jesus did more than speak about this. He lived it out. He had his life's work on Calvary wrecked. He had his moment of near despair on the cross, and his life was given back to him. At the moment that we fail, our failure may seem final, may seem to crush our hopes, destroy our trust in people. But if we keep faith, life will be given back to us again. Wayne Rooney will have to find or refind the trust he had in himself, and hopefully with a little encouragement from Fabio Capello, he will rebuild his dream and before long play a blinder one day soon. What does it mean to keep faith at a moment when our dreams are shattered? When, for instance, life gives us the message that our marriage will not be the lived happily ever after that we had hoped for, or the message that our children are maybe not going to turn out as we'd hoped for, or maybe that our career is grinding to a halt, that our life has been the opposite of what we expected. A line from a film I once saw hits the nail on the head. It's huge settling for a life we hadn't planned. It's huge settling for a life we hadn't planned. So keeping faith, what does it mean? What does it mean when Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, I have overcome the world"? Maybe we can go back to Moses for an answer. When the shattered fragments of the commandments, written by the hand of God, lay in pieces at his feet, he lovingly picked them up and for the rest of his life carried them in the ark. We too, can't we, can gather up the fragments of our lost hopes and dreams and perhaps use them as stepping stones that remind us of the fragility of human hopes, remind us of the reality of human nature, tell us something about ourselves and about others. Broken dreams, broken hearts need not be seen as emblems of shame or failure. If anything, they are tokens of courage. We were brave enough to carry on, to carry the fragments of our dashed hopes with us into the future. We have kept faith and allowed God to sustain us and give us hope. Hope that in his hands our dreams have been reworked. Our life has been renewed and given back to us. Hope that he is at work this very day in restoring us, in holding us. God holds us especially in times of failure or of difficulty. And Jesus in today's gospel spells out the cost of following him. He asks us to follow him in every situation, leaving self behind and pursuing a greater dream for the future. And if we continue to follow him when things go wrong, we will find our dreams changing. Whereas in early life, our dreams were all about success of a worldly kind. In later life, especially after setbacks, we come to understand that happiness may mean giving up the dreams we had and exchanging our dream for one that fits us better. To keep our hopes alive when we fail, to keep listening for the call of Jesus, follow me, is to find new dreams for the old, new purpose in life, new strength, new life, new ways of preventing life from going stale. I've only recently come across this poem by Mary Oliver, and I'll finish with it. Oh, feed me this day, Holy Spirit, with the fragrance of the fields and the freshness of the oceans which you have made. And help me to hear and to hold in all dearness those exacting and wonderful words of our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, follow me.